Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Welcome back. It's Todd Zwillick, and we want to end the show today with more discussion on Hurricane Irma, but also natural disasters more broadly as Americans experience their brunt along their coastlines. With the floodwaters from Hurricane Harvey still lingering in parts of Texas and Louisiana, Puerto Rico and the U.S. Virgin Islands, and soon likely Florida, are now dealing with the onslaught of Irma. And all of this has left the Federal Emergency Management Agency, or FEMA, stretched to its limits, and Congress is rushing to send money to that agency before it runs out. On Wednesday, the House passed a quick $7.4 billion spending bill with the hope of much more to come, and there will be much more to come and much more needed later. Joining me now is Elizabeth Zimmerman. She's former Associate Administrator for FEMA's Office of Response and Recovery. Elizabeth, thank you for being here.
Thank you, Todd.
Give us a sense, if you would, of the magnitude of FEMA's job now. With Harvey in Texas, Irma approaching and hitting hard, already having hit a couple of territories of the U.S. And I'm sure these aren't the only places where the agency is in business just because the TV cameras are around.
That is correct, Todd. So yes, so FEMA's resources are definitely stretched at this point. As you mentioned, from Hurricane Harvey in Texas and Louisiana, the thousands of people that are down there responding to that event, as well as those that are preparing and being stationed in Florida, also in the Virgin Islands and Puerto Rico. So not only that, but you have the fires in the West, and you have other events that are going on. But obviously, the main resources for FEMA are being sent to the response efforts from both Harvey and from Irma.
And what would it be like inside the agency right now with multiple crises simultaneously, and then sort of some of the more chronic problems in the fire ravaged West that you talked about? Is it a chaotic, rushed attitude? Resources stretched thin, people not sleeping. What would it be like?
So I can tell you that everyone's adrenaline is going at full speed. FEMA operates out of the National Response Coordination Center there in Washington, D.C., so they're able to adjudicate all of their resources, as well as the whole federal family and the voluntary agencies, faith-based, to be able to coordinate everything from the offices in that coordination center in Washington, D.C., to make sure that the resources are getting out to still in Texas and Louisiana, but then also the forward into Florida. So they have the one location there. There are 10 FEMA region offices across the country that are also participating in this event, and they have the lead with those states that they oversee and they support.
So there's preparedness, that's job one, and then we've watched as it switches to search and rescue during the floods in Houston and the surrounding area. Does all of the search and rescue now have to move quickly from Texas to Florida? How does that work?
So it's very key in any type of emergency that you get in with your search and rescue if they're needed. You get them in, you get the people rescued, you get them to a safe shelter, and then you get those search and rescue folks back to their home locations or to a place to rest, because you never know when that next event is going to happen. With Irma, we've had days to prepare for it, which is good, but a lot of times you can have a no-notice event, such as an earthquake somewhere, and you got to be prepared for somebody to be able to go in and to be able to perform those duties. So it's key to get the search and rescue folks in, get their mission accomplished, and then get them back for rest, because you never know when the next event will happen.
So we talk about preparedness here, Elizabeth Zimmerman. It's a bit of a throwaway term, because I think sometimes it hides what it really means to be prepared for disasters on this scale. Can you give a sense from where you sat within FEMA working on response and recovery about what preparedness and response really means in a crisis like Harvey, and then with another one a week later, the size of what we think Irma could be?
Yes. So, I mean, preparedness from the federal standpoint, that's something that we are constantly doing when I was there. They still are. Looking at the catastrophic planning so that you're working with those state and local governments that the federal government is in support of, as well as the tribal nations, to be able to get them prepared, to get them to understand what their threats are. They know best what types of events could impact them and then what they need to do to be prepared for that. as well as the citizens and how they can be prepared, how they need to be prepared, just like right now in Florida. They need to be prepared to leave when they're told asked to evacuate, and to be able to get out and to have those critical things that they need to have with them when they do leave their homes.
FEMA participates in search and rescue, of course, and in emergency response, but thousands of people in the Houston area were going through FEMA to find out about financial aid if their homes were destroyed and they didn't have flood insurance, which was a lot of people and probably more to come. FEMA has an administrative role behind the scenes there that can be critical.
Yes, they do. So yes, so the first line of anybody's recovery and to be able to recover their homes and their personal property is insurance. And like you say, very few people in Texas had flood insurance. This was a huge event and impacted many more if people didn't believe they lived in a floodplain, but floods can happen anywhere. So FEMA is that backup to after your insurance if whatever's not covered. And then FEMA does, through their individual assistance program, is able to provide assistance. But it's key to note that it's only $33,300 is the maximum anybody can receive from FEMA if they have lost everything. The average payout is around between $5,000 and $7,000 for an individual, a household. So it's key to know that FEMA is not going to make anyone whole.
Elizabeth Zimmerman, can you talk a little bit about the culture within FEMA, especially since Katrina? That agency was scrutinized and criticized, as we all know, after Hurricane Katrina. Americans remember the president telling Brownie he did a heck of a job. He was head of FEMA. He didn't do a heck of a job. Has that led to a cultural change within the agency? Was there a radical shift after that and the shock of what went wrong in Katrina?
Well, I wasn't there at that time. I came on in 2009 with FEMA. And you have a lot of great people that are very committed to the mission. And that's where their real passion is to helping disaster survivors and communities following an event such as any one of these, Harvey, Irma, you look at Katrina. It's the individuals that are really there on the ground helping those disaster survivors. And so really these types of events really bring that adrenaline, that passion of the workforce, of FEMA, and of the whole federal family into play and allowing them to do what it is they're there to do.
Did you ever hear any of your longer-term colleagues, you didn't get there till 2009, but what did people say to you about before Katrina and after Katrina within the agency?
So, I mean, like I say, it goes to how people are treated and how people are able to do their job and to really be able to help the disaster survivors. And that's where people's hearts go to. That's why many people have been with FEMA for 10, 15, 20, 30 years, and they stay there. They stay there because they are committed to the mission and to helping others.
Well, I mentioned at the top that Congress is working on a quick $7.2 billion. That money looks like it's needed right away. How much more do you think?
It is needed right away. If FEMA is under $1 billion to respond, they can burn through easily $200 million in a day. They need this money to be able to respond, and they need it quickly. We have no idea, based on what Irma does, how long that money will last. Congress needs to be prepared to put more money in there if this money burns through quickly, and just in the response efforts.
FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Agency, responding to two crises on the coasts of America, not to mention fires burning in the American West. Elizabeth Zimmerman, former Associate Administrator for FEMA's Office of Response and Recovery. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you, Todd.